Long Jo Jie, the Sudan, Long Jo Jie, Lang Jo, Angoda.
We sing the song of the eight kinds of mastery.
Yeah. Yeah. Jigden jen lea ka la lelo se na degre. Chula lelo zo jo mare. Sem la shok ja, le la shok ja. Sem la shok, nga la shok.
When you're doing ordinary worldly work, it's okay to do it in a kind of lackadaisical way, kind of lazy way. But when you're doing Dharma work, you should do it with great force in your body, with great force in your speech, and also with great mental vigor. That's how you should do it.
Yeah. Tanta.
Not
Did you sing it in a good strong voice?
Yes.
Ke kokwana ne jaso wa, tebana ne jaso wa, choto ne japson.
Was the sound coming from your belly, or was it coming from your vocal cords, or was it coming right out of your, just from the mouth?
From the belly.
Yeah, but same yogi is that it takes on.
It's Mama
Lalozo dancing. Mama Lalozo answered it. And that's if you don't choose.
That's right. It seems your minds are getting very strong. They might very well have been quite lazy before, but but they seem to be getting there.
Yeah,
getting really powerful.
Take what chamber same view, the yin don the same view, yin la pember same view, yin don the same view.
And the kind of powerful mind that one has in the Mayana is the power that benefits others, the kind of force that is of benefit for all. It's a force that's the force of precise knowledge and compassion, a Mahayana force.
Dorje tepe sem yuk te tepatan, tepatan tanang, tepatan nyamnye je sem yuk.
The Vajrayana kind of force is a force of faith and equality.
Dorje tepe sem yuk te tepat kona, tepat chikpu yuk yo ye yung yore. Tepat kona, tepat chikpu, laman nan yur chikpu ke yung.
In the Vajrayana, a forceful mind can also be attained through faith alone. Through complete faith, one can get the blessing of the deity.
Ta-da-da. Chunyi namji le Dorting che rambadan chongbar jeshe le chule Tambu jeshe ne chul chule Tela ngogo ne chul De chikya Chikya ni chit chay chit chay nai sirwa Chikya ni chit chay Ne chul chuyi na ni ngogo ne chul ni Tela
We now look at the essence of the transformation, which you find on page 125, where it says, the essence of transformation is introduced as suchness freed of stain, and what that means, the superficial stains consist basically of consciousness, of dualistic consciousness. If one were to be more specific, it consists of the imaginary aspect of experience and the dependent aspect of experience. The imaginary aspect of experience is the activity of the rational mind, the thinking mind, that perceive, that looks at the objects, the appearances that are perceived, and makes the assumption that they exist in the way that they appear, because there seems to be a perceived object separate from the perceiving mind. The rational mind draws the conclusion that it actually exists that way. That is the imaginary aspect, the belief that objects exist on the outside. That's one of those temporary stains, the imaginary temporary stain. Then there's the temporary stain in the form of the in the form of the dependent nature, that is the actual images, the actual forms, the images of the forms, the impression of the sound, the impression of the smell, the impression of the taste, the impression of the bodily sensations. Those are the dependent aspect. They arise in dependence on the habitual tendencies in one's own mind, and that combination of the five sensory consciousnesses activity with the in reliance upon the all-based consciousness is called the dependent aspect. That's another part. That's another aspect of the temporary stains. So that also disappears when the transformation has been completed. So when there is transformation, what is it that doesn't appear? The whole process of dualistic consciousness. When the transformation has been accomplished, what is it that appears? The perfectly present aspect, the self-aware, self-illuminating wisdom, empty of the duality of perceived and perceiver.
Which is,
in other words, wisdom. The ones who are studying Tibetan should work with the proper pronunciation, with getting the pronunciation right.
Yeah,
and memorize the verses. To do the recitation is like taking a break. If you're just straining at listening all the time, then your mind can get kind of numb. If you insert recitation into it periodically, it freshens up your mind.
My plan was, as I said to you yesterday, that I would just read the root verse and then the translator would give the explanation. But I'm finding that if I don't get to say anything, I just get bored of it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to read a little bit more, but still he's going to say most of it.
This is not Tawan Deva, this is local.
That's why I need to read a little bit more of the root text and commentary book.
Actually, take it, Duba, love song. Take it, Duba, love song, go there. Love song.
To take up some a driver, love song.
Love go, you have
to go. Oh, love my song.
Then they just, Devan, they just love local cross. They love my song, they cross, which is low. Samanyin tu namdane ransang jeji yangyimu. Tela kanza ke ne jurba talan jubane.
Only by Buddhas. While the Sambhogakaya is also experienced by Bodhisattvas. This in turn is because
Kanza Dala Joban Tambo Nine Sanje Sanjo Samba Nande Nyo Jurba Samma Nidu Nanda Ransang Jid Yang Ye No. But Jinla Joba Ne Sanje Sanjo Samban Jinto Bichibato Chukuno Ju Dubato Chuku Tobe Zubato Dombato No Wanjuni Tobe Chebo Leye No.
The introduction to the Tolan Joba ne
Manje Malam Chebar Dam. Breaks one.
And that's where Dongos.
Oh, Dongo. Chiran Song has a job. Bingo, Chebing. Dad and Zimbe Nedo. Corvette Sava. Dongaja Sava, Nimonje Sava. Danze Neta. Zongzhen Kurven Ching Daji, Zongwatan Zembani, the Kurven Ching Zeta, Damziri, Zongzhen Kurven Ching Daji. Jumi Chuku Jasase. Then Jura map, Chuku Jasase. Ying that require year may be on the left.
The Lord of Yogis, Milarepa, sang, I know all appearances are like an illusion. The sickness of clinging to self is gone. Samsara's chains of duality no longer bind me, and I've conquered the capital of unchanging Dharmakaya. I know all appearances are like an illusion, that all appearances are appearance and emptiness, inseparable, like an illusion. What's the benefit of that? The sickness of clinging to self is gone. When you recognize that appearances are appearance and emptiness, like an illusion, then the root of all problem, the root of all faults, the root of all disturbing states of mind, the root of all suffering, which is the belief that the self truly exists, this is gone. When you realize that appearances are appearance and emptiness, there is no more clinging to the self as being truly existent. And that sickness is gone. Samsara's chains of duality no longer bind me. Believing in the true existence of a perceived object and a perceiving subject as separate from each other, this is belief in duality that is like chains that keeps one bound in samsara. And realizing appearances are appearance and emptiness, Milarepa is free from these chains. Free from the chains of duality. And I've conquered the capital of unchanging Dharmakaya. This is the fruition. Arriving in the capital of the unchanging Dharmakaya means to arrive in what is expanse and awareness undifferentiable.
Then it's a chit, a malaria, a rang, a nyamling, a topa somewhere.
In this verse, Milarepa sings about his own practice and his own realization. Even though we don't have that same realization, still, we need to know about it and enter the path that leads to that. We need to know what the ultimate thing to realize is, and that's what Milarepa describes
here. Chukka jasa sembala tanda panza karipangudu danzen jin nele tur zungzen jin chingda chena tene chukka ngundu.
What is to be realized is unchanging Dhammakaya, the capital. Unchanging Dhammakaya. The way to realize that is to abandon clinging to the belief in self, to abandon clinging to the belief in duality. The language of the song is that Milarepa has conquered the capital of unchanging Dhammakaya. But this doesn't mean, we shouldn't think that this means he has arrived somewhere separate from himself. That there, we shouldn't think it means there's something outside that you need to get or a place where you need to go. It's not like that. Because as it is taught, one's own mind's abiding reality is the Dhammakaya of natural purity. Because one's own mind's abiding reality is naturally perfectly pure. It is naturally the expanse of awareness and emptiness undifferentiable, naturally the expanse of clarity and emptiness undifferentiable, and to realize it means to actualize it, to manifest it. What is already there, just to manifest, to actualize. This is Milarepa's concise explanation of the text distinguishing phenomena and pure being.
Ah, take on the chiras.
Now you should consult the doctor,
Ramakor. Oh, then don't go to.
You have this.
Yanja Ramakor Nama.
Rama Sanju Driver. That Milarepa sang to the hungry ghosts in the first visit to Ragma.
Hungry for.
Voilà. We're missing the second line, so I'm just going to sing the verse all the way through this.
I know all appearances.
Demonstrate the moving, transient nature of samsaric appearances.
Oh, I've done that.
The Bergorbono, something less decided. Tell a double non jorma, Quasarin Jaitent. Now I'm at a perro. Dayom
mato bala nye je gu nam ga tong ba ze su sa yin wa me be sam de gu na to nyang la je ya je e ma kam song go re ve je me je no wong on do je ya
kontrole yo ve
The last verse of the last song of the first Vishnu. All these sevens of worldly attachments fill the earth with it to and fro.
Mabang ne da je de ga chen bo re.
Now we should say once again. It's an important song because when your father and mother get sick and are about to die, when your boyfriend and girlfriend get sick and are about to die, when your sons and daughters get sick and are about to die, when anyone you care about gets sick and is about to die, then this is a very helpful song for you and for them. And so it's important to sing many times. Whatever bad thing happens to you, the song of the eight cases of basic goodness not to be shunned is important.
Tepardo, Tanda, Nata Mabang Neda, Nyumong Mabang Neda, Donga Mabang Neda, Sumde, the Nenel Tempeneda, Tekarjebore.
Especially the ones related to sickness, which are the three verses of how sickness does not need to be shunned because it's basically good. About how the kleshas don't need to be shunned because they're basically good, and about how suffering does not need to be shunned because it's basically good.
Nada majembe chokpo nagyo karakagre, chomo nagyo karakagre, ama khe nagyo karakagre, ama nagyo khenro karakagre, tenrawo, aadene menba su neba nagyo karakagre, menyo su neba nagyo karakagre, sekendo, de mabang neda jete, yakure, tenyamni zogudo.
Many people ask me, my father is sick, what should I do? My mother is sick, what should I do? My boyfriend, my girlfriend is sick, what should I do? Doctors ask me, how can I help the sick people? Nurses ask me, how can I help the sick people? The best is to put into practice the song of the 8 cases of basic goodness, not to be shunned.
Then nawa cheba nawa da cheba thod ba bte top da wan dang ke pendo yo mare.
When sickness and death come, then strength and power are of no benefit.
Then nor sugu nor de yang zoya yo mare.
Even the rich people's wealth won't help.
Sopo ko zoya no sopo se khe mare. Sopo se kang khe do do wa.
If wealth was a benefit at the time of death, rich people wouldn't die. But they do.
Kariyare sena dene choji nyamni. Choji nyamni. Maba ne da je de karje mori.
What's important is the practice of the Dharma, the practice of the 8 cases of basic goodness, not to be shunned.
Rana donga se no ya maba ne da je karje mori. Yena donga so no ya maba ne da je karje mori.
When you yourself have suffering, then the 8 cases of basic goodness not to be shunned are important. Mm-hmm. When others have suffering whom you know, the song of the 8 cases of basic goodness not to be shunned is
important. Yeah. Tene mapa ne da je de ya buddha na, na pa kap sa ya lo ta, che pa kap sa ya lo ta, che pa si che chur ya pu yur, ne pa ka ke ten da pa si che chur.
And if you can put this into practice well, even when you're sick, you'll sing, and even when you're about to die, you'll sing, and dying will be a happy experience for you. And some sick people actually do it that way.
Tene nga su thante ka che ki de na pa de che pa kap ju pen pa do vya de kar che ki.
The most important preparation we can make is to prepare for when we're sick and when we're going to die.
Mm-hmm. Nyang jik ting shib di la penpa yang donga jin la rogpa zoya de tene shib di la kare.
And to help those who are suffering is also the work of bringing world peace and happiness.
Tene chirang so kazang tanda tomong namda ka dekan da so rilandro tundro so likhe ba yin ba.
And he went and recited the verses from Stupidity's Perfect Purity and other sections from the chapter on perfect purity to the animals and the non-human beings who live on Holy Island. That's also the work of bringing world peace and
happiness.
When we went out this morning, all the horses were right there waiting for us to teach them the Dharma. And there was a little bird sitting on the mat who was waiting for me to teach him the Dharma.
Ah, yeah, then that way.
If you explain to the Dharma with a loving mind, then the animals know.
Then the nozobaso tundu la kejakin kepo, samjong kepo do, tundu la chuhe gore.
Westerners are already very good at talking very nicely to animals and being nice to them. Now they should teach them the Dharma.
Dene kake ke tundu da tundu da chela sambo se gebu cha tu kap ja se ni ge do te cha de te cha de ning ge de tamar pe ning ge.
Some people are very nice to their doggy. Until the doggy gets old, then they stick a needle in it and it dies. That's ordinary compassion.
So instead,
while you're being very nice to your cat and your dog and petting it, then you should recite the verses from the chapter on perfect purity, because these are the verses that the Buddha actually spoke. And so it's very beneficial to the animal to hear these verses.
Yeah, that's it. Kore. Kore, kundu. Yeah, pondu, doyang, dore. Deya, bore.
The song is the song of the seven delights. And this is a profound way to sing this song. To dance to it. It itself has practices that are profound. When we sing it like this and dance like this, then according to Dzogchen, that would be part of the practice of Korde Rushin, of separating the camps of samsara and nirvana. And according to the practice of illusory body yoga, it would be the enhancement of illusory body yoga.
Then Korde Rushin Dang, Dzogchen Tartum Korde Rushin Dang, Then Julu Tando Julu Je Pondun Je Pondun Zosa Yang Lending De Hiraya Budo, Wemba Mangudo. Wenba mambo, kukso mambo, hina mambo, patang mambo do.
To practice the Dzogchen practice of Korde Rushin and the enhancement of illusory body yoga, then this island is a wonderful place because there are so many secluded places where you can do and do lots of things.
Yeah,
like
I have
this.
Sindhu zuri ne ne jen Tanjur te te loin jo jen Samadha bishen kan su Janne chula che pa shu Tene jen to se pa shu
May we live long and be free of illness Enjoy freedom, great resources
Nendere nemo dele, zende, neme kongyang dele, nemzen tato dele, kujo zomje dashi. Tene chute nyeba la traba so chukure.
In our afternoon session, then you'll be able to ask questions.